Blog Talk Radio.
Tony Fab Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Was I'm born on that Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it bad, do it right. Don't be worried about some fools say. Don't be worried about some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Sunday, Helios Deity Day, March the 8th of 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we have a very, very important topic for you, scheduled for today. Today, we want to jump into this coming frequency war, this coming currency war. As you may or may not know, we are engaged or we are involved in or we are moving in the direction of what they call, how could I put this delicately, Magog. That means that there is a spiritual devaluation that is going on in the spiritual realm. So there is spiritual entities that are competing against each other to bring down the value of spirituality. Now, there is a physical global crisis that is going on and that is worsening, and as you will see within this year and the next coming years, it's going to get worse. So today's show, I just want to drop a couple of nuggets in your lap that will assist you with preparing not only for the physical crisis, but also the spiritual one. Now, as a metaphysician, I deal with the spiritual realm. I don't really get into the physical realm too much, but this is for all of the financial gurus out there. You know, you guys got your Series 7 and, you know, you trade, you on the stock market, and, you know, you walk around in your fancy suits and all this stuff. And I get this all the time. Every time I do a show, I get a call from a physician or a medical doctor and say, hey, man, you know, you're taking a very complex issue and you're dumbing it down and you're simplifying it. You think that's my job. That's what I do. I'm not here to try to impress you with my understanding of the stock exchange and the NASDAQ or the London Stock Exchange or the SEC. I know all that stuff, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. What I'm talking about, brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to sit here and try to exchange, you know, my try to prove myself to show you that I understand, you know, a balance sheet and an annual report. If I know a blue chip stock or not, if I understand how to basically know the difference between a bull market capital settlement, a contract note, or some of these other, you know, dividends, depreciation, all of the quote unquote linguistics and the terminology, if you will, of individuals who make a living on the stock market, trading, you know, commodities and, you know, future stocks and bonds and CDs and, you know, equities and all of this stuff. You know, sure, I know what a hedge fund is, and sure, I know the difference between an initial public offering and whether or not, you know, you are in a position of liquidity. All of this is just mumbo jumbo. I'm not here to try to impress you with my knowledge. I'm here to try to give you some information that's going to assist you with your spiritual life, your spiritual walk today, not tomorrow, but right now. Right now, as I'm speaking, you are in a currency war. That is a fact. But most of you don't know that you're in a currency war. All you know, you woke up this morning, you got a feeling. And you don't know, but something is off. And so if you don't really understand what's going on and how it's going to affect you and why it's getting worse, then you are going to be played by the powers that be. So right now as we speak, just like they did in 1940, 1941, 1942, somewhere back then during World War II, what Obama is doing, what the other countries are doing, is the standard medium of exchange has always been the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar has always been the world currency. But now, U.S. credibility is on the line. And so U.S. has always maintained their credibility through war. Every war that has been fought to maintain the global economic position of the U.S. dollar. Now, they will paint it, and they will use other excuses, but at the foundation of every war is because the U.S. was maintaining their supremacy in the global market, and they forced you to use the U.S. dollar. But now China is on the scene. They got a dollar, or they got a currency that's backed by gold. It's not fiat currency. It's not something that's pulled out of thin air. And so now the U.S., the Federal Reserve, the game that we've been playing is under attack because now we got another player on the scene, and so now we got a currency war that's coming. So the U.S. dollar is being challenged for its supremacy in the market. Now, the Federal Reserve, as most people already know, this isn't anything new. Everybody knows the Federal Reserve, the word federal, you can take that out. It's basically the corporation reserve system. So this privately owned Federal Reserve system basically creates money out of thin air. Now, there are individuals that's behind the scene. These are the owners of the Federal Reserve, and they all are reaping massive profits by creating money. They create fictitious money, but they take real money through the form of interest that is accrued on the money, the fake money that they lend. So they lend fake money, and they take back real money in the form of assets and property when they foreclose on your stuff. Let me make sure that you understand the shell game. So I'm going to loan you fake money to go buy real stuff. So you got fake money, but you buy real property. And when you cannot keep or pay for that real property, I take it. Now, I don't know about you. You're talking about the greatest scam in the history of the world. Lucifer does the same thing. He gives you a fake spirit, and he takes your real one. He don't have a soul. He needs yours. And so the shell game that the powers that be use physically, the same thing is happening spiritually. So there's a spiritual war. Someone comes to you, and they're going to give you fake riches. They say, here you go. I'm going to give you wealth. I'm going to give you, you know, cars. Same thing that he did to your Joshua. He took him up on a mountain, and he said that if you just bow down, that means that if you work for me, if you come over to my side and do what I say, all the kingdoms of this world, I would give them to you. So Yehoshaphat could have gave up eternity for temporarity. That's what the bull market is doing to you. So you go on stock, and you got all your money invested in the stock market. You got your money invested in some, you know, my hat's off to these hardworking folks, especially the military folks, who spent their years in the military, and they got their retirement. And they're sitting at home right now getting ready to go fishing. and they got all their marbles in one basket, the military retirement. Man, if you're a retired military, you better be trying to diversify as fast as you can. What happens when the government goes under? You ever notice why the government is now, everybody that I know is getting some type of money from the government. And they happy as a lark, especially African Americans. I mean, one of the things, when I was talking with this guy, and I have it on video, and he asked me to actually take it down. He came, he was a black millionaire, came and he did my first annual Black Economic Summit. So you guys know I used to do a summit for African Americans, and I say the word black, but again, San Antonio is primarily Hispanic. So the most people that was there were Hispanic. But I'm a black man, so I just used the word black. But it was for anybody. There was a lot of Caucasians there too, as you guys know. Most of my investors, in fact, all of my investors who were there are Caucasians. They were sitting in the audience. When this African American walked up there, multimillionaire. And what he said blew my cookies. Now, I didn't lose respect for him, but it gave me a different perspective. Because he didn't get his money from his clients. He didn't get his money from his customers. I'm like, what? Hold up, time out. All of his customers had a government subsidy. So the reason that my business was not successful, I was tapping into demographics that didn't have the money. They loved the product, but they were not in a financial position to take advantage of it. So they walk into my coffee shop and say, man, free Wi-Fi, nice environment. How much is that pastry? Oh, $2. Oh, okay. How much is a cup of coffee? You know, $1.50, $1.75, $2, depending on what you get. But Starbucks selling their cup of coffee for $4 and $5. So we was half of what Starbucks was doing. And they was telling me, well, you know, Diamond Shamrock is a little cheaper, you know. And they was haggling and debating over a cup of coffee. Now, they loved the environment, but they, again, it was price. It was about price. It wasn't about quality. And I was telling them, oh, those cupcakes, my daughter made those from scratch with organic ingredients. Not only is just this is healthy for you. So, of course, it's homemade. She put love and care, so, yeah, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. Oh, that's okay. I'm just going to go down to Diamond Shamrock. You know, I get a pastry for 50 cents, a dollar. So the demographics that I was tapping into, they loved the product, but they wasn't in a financial position to take advantage of it. At least that's what they thought. They would rather put their money on $300 Air Jordans and shiny rims than buy a cup of coffee. That's just my 2 cents. But then when I was talking to this individual, again, he told me that everybody, and again, he was in a daycare business, and he said that everybody who came and dropped off their child got subsidy from the government. So the government was paying him. Wow. And then I had an epiphany. It was a little late in the game, but I had an epiphany. Because everything that I did when I worked for the Federal Bureau of Prison, the BOP, I thought, and I did this, they took my idea and then they stole it and they implemented it themselves. That's another thing that, you know, you better make sure that you have some type of a proprietary agreement before you disclose or try to share your knowledge with somebody. This is what goes on in a currency war. A currency war, somebody takes your current, that's your thought, that's your ideal, that's your product, that's your service, that's your information, and they steal it. Then they devalue it. Or they make you feel like it's devalued. Now, I presented this to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, my ideal. Exactly what I did for them. I was going to subsidize it because they was already doing. Right now, if you get a ticket, you can go to a driving safety class. They will either dismiss the ticket or they'll cut it in half. Right now, if you get pulled over for DWI, you can go to a substance abuse class, take that class, and again, they will dismiss it or they will lower it. So who are the instructors that give that class that people are required to go to? That used to be me. So when I got out and I left the corrections, I could have did the exact same thing that I was doing with corrections, meaning I could have done classes, which I'm already doing. I was a reintegration specialist. a man get out of prison, he got to be reintegrated back into society, they would send him to me. And I would teach him how to get back into society. Well, the government will pay the government right now pays people to do that. That's what I mean, that you're one ideal away. So right now, instead of me closing that shop and moving it to another part of town, I could be right now open, making money, hands over fists, because how many people are coming out of prison and going right back? Plethora. Unlimited market. How many people got substance abuse problems? Plethora. Unlimited market. How many people need housing assistance? Plethora. Unlimited market. And the federal government pays me. I don't have to tap a resource that's already tapped. Currency war. So currency war, most poor people are poor because they got a currency problem. Your currency is your brain. It's your thoughts. Most people who are suffering spiritually, they are suffering because they got a currency problem. You don't have a spiritual problem. The enemy devalues you, and then you devalue yourself, and you condemn yourself. Once that happens, you're a dead man walking. Because now you got no self-worth, and your self-worth determines your net worth. I see it all happens 24/7, because why? It happened to me first. And so I see it in you, and I tell you, you say, nah, brother, that's not it. I ain't got no self-esteem problem. That's all ego and arrogance, because you're not willing to look in the mirror and say, I got a problem. And that problem is getting worse. Why? Because now, not only is it a spiritual problem, it is now a real currency problem. The U.S. dollar is on its way out. I don't know if y'all understand. China is bringing the pain quick. So you better understand that you must basically limit your exposure, and you must diversify quick. So if you are playing the stock market, if you are playing the financial game, and I don't want to get into the financial side of it, because again, there are people who get paid to do that, financial planners. You know, I'm not trying to rain on their thunder. They got, you know, you can go talk to them guys, and they'll help you understand what is going on with the current competitive devaluation of the U.S. dollar. And so now, what currency is going to reign supreme globally? Is it going to be the what they call it, the euro? Is it going to be the whatever China's currency is called? What currency do they got over in Japan? What about down in Mexico with the peso? So the U.S. dollar now is fighting for its supremacy. Now, the U.S. dollar was always the oil dollar. But guess what? Other countries now got oil, too. Other countries now got just as much raw minerals and gold as the U.S., so they can compete. So now the U.S. is doing what we always used to do. We go out and we bully people. We go out and we say, if you try to challenge our supremacy on the global market, we're going to invade your country. And you're going to be spending your little currency on repairing all of the internal damage that we've done to your country. You got to repair your infrastructure. You got to repair your streets. You got to, if I go in and I bomb your electrical plant, well, you can't spend money now on tanks. You got to spend money on repairing your infrastructure. Otherwise, your people, your country, is going to be in a disarray. You got to take care of the home front. See, U.S., the home front was always already taken care of. What happens when people start bombing the U.S.? Brothers and sisters, y'all better strap in. What happens when our economic and our stability is challenged by, I keep saying China, because again, they got a 1 billion man army. I know you see a bunch, I don't know if you ever seen a billion men walking with weapons, and they angry because your life is cush. You ever been to China? My daughter's getting ready to jump on a plane and go over there right now. I'll be posting pictures and telling you guys about it. It's a little different from what we got here. So if you don't understand this currency war that is going on with the United States dollar, that's going up against, again, the euro and the global dollar, and you got all of your resources invested in the U.S. dollar, and you have not basically set up some type of liquidity so that way you are devalued and you're diversified, You spread out your exposure. You must limit your exposure to the stock market. You must place your resources in tangible items, and those must be chosen carefully. Before, it was always silver and gold. You couldn't go wrong. Then it was real estate. Couldn't go wrong. But you got to be careful, because even those things, now we've seen their whole cities. Look what's going on in Detroit. So real estate used to be the goose that gold lays the golden egg. I used to own over $1 million in real estate. I love real estate. However, you got to be careful, because now you can buy real estate. There's no guarantee that your real estate is going to appreciate in value. Real estate was always the safest bet. You could always put money in it, hold it 5 years, turn around and resell that same property, guaranteed profit. That's not the case anymore. So now you got to be a very smart investor, physical investor, but you got to be even a smarter spiritual investor. What's your spiritual currency? See, the enemy is playing a currency game to get you to devalue your spiritual self-worth. So your spiritual currency is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. That's money. That's spiritual money. So if I can get you to devalue love, you say, man, I've been loving. You've been in a relationship, right? Husband, wife is not returning the love. So you devalue it. So you have faith in God. God let you down a few times, so you devalue it. You got hope, but it's been devalued. So what the enemy is doing is the same thing that is happening physically with the U.S. dollar, because now we got other global markets that's in a position to compete. Well, guess what? There are entities that can compete for your attention. And so now, instead of putting your attention in love, you know what? You can put your attention into something else, and it gives you more instant gratification than faith, hope, and love. So now you put all your eggs into fear, doubt, and unbelief. So there is a currency war for your belief system. And there's a currency war going on also for your financial belief system. Are you going to believe it? Do you know that the stock market is based on belief? You guys do know that, right? The stock market, if you really look at the U.S. system, it blows my mind. The U.S. dollars now is not based, it's not backed by anything. And when you tell most people that, they really don't understand what that means. You know that they create money out of thin air. It blows my mind how fragile. So if everybody went to the banks right now and said, I need to take my money out, you guys would be in for a big surprise. Your money ain't there. So that is what they are afraid of. They are afraid that there's going to be a run on the banks. So you must make sure that you diversify and leverage your currency so that way you can withstand the coming economical and spiritual storm. It's coming, brothers. It's coming. Why? There is a competitive. See, before there was a cooperative. Everybody cooperated with the U.S. Everybody says the U.S. dollar is supreme. Now they ain't doing that anymore. The euro, the Europeans is like, the euro is supreme. China is like, we got gold bullion. Now, gold gets people's attention. So now the U.S. dollar has been challenged, because before the U.S. could always say we got oil. Our dollar bill, most people don't understand that, but the dollar bill is backed by oil. That's why U.S. invades every country that got oil, so that way they can continue to dominate the market. And if you can wrap your brain around what that means for you and I, the international bankers own and they control all corporations worldwide. So you incorporate, you got a corporation, your corporation got stocks. Those stocks, again, now I've formed 5 different corporations. The first time I did it, I was like, is this legal? So I incorporated. I got my corporate seal from the U.S. government. I got certificates of stock. And they asked me to place value. Now, the stock is supposed to be valued upon either the equipment or the value of the company. And then the thing that blew my mind was they asked me, what's the value of your company? And I'm like, how do I determine that? And they said, well, you determine the value. I'm like, really? Okay, my company is worth $1 million. Now, legally, that should be based upon something. You can't pull $1 million out of thin air. But I did. Nobody challenged me. So I sold stocks. Now, there are what is called, you can go to Google right now and type in shelf corporations. Do you guys know what a shelf corporation is? Now, this is legal. Scary, but it's legal. This is how the U.S. government, that's why everybody's after the U.S. government. China knows this. China is coming, folks. I don't know if y'all realize it. They understand that the U.S. is a paper champion. They know that the U.S. is built on thin air. They know this is one punch in the gut and the fight is over. There is nothing to support the U.S. dollar, just like a shelf corporation. A shelf corporation is a corporation that is started, and it's fictitious. They start a corporation, they put it on a shelf. Why? You ever try to get corporate credit without your Social Security number? So shelf corporations, they trade amongst themselves. So I make it's called age corporations. Now, you can, again, in Nevada, Delaware, now I was tempted. Thankfully, I didn't have to go down that road to raise funds because I incorporated, I got investors, I sold shares, I sold a percentage of my company, and I raised, bam, 20 grand in a week. Now, the big boys, they raise billions in a week. So I'm just a little small peon. What I do is peon-ish compared to the big boys. But see, most African Americans, especially, they don't understand this. You talk about stocks and bonds, and you talk about, you know, liquidity or stock market or pension funds and CDs. They don't get into that. Well, I shouldn't say they. Some. But it's important for you to understand one fact. That's the only thing I'm saying today. As I close, limit your exposure. How? Diversifying and leveraging your financial portfolio and your spiritual portfolio. The enemies, the entities are coming at you spiritually, and they are saying faith, hope, love, the fruit of the spirit. That's your spiritual currency. The cosmogrator is saying value in things. So you are mentally, now remember the word currency, current. A current is a frequency. It is a wave, it's a vibration. It's not tangible. That's why you go to the ATM machine and you can pull money out. Do you know right now there's billions of dollars flying through the airways right now as we speak? Billions of dollars. All you need is one idea to reach up and pull your billion out. That's all it takes. But we make it harder than what it is because we don't understand the medium of exchange. We don't understand the currency war and how currency works. Currency, again, is like a current. It flows in the direction of value. It flows away from devalue. So if you got a product, service, or information that makes other people feel loved, valued, and respected, currency flows in your direction. If you don't, currency flows away from you. So you got a great product, but you got a bad mindset. Your mind repels. Poverty repels wealth. So if you want currency to flow in your direction, you must maintain a mental disposition. So the reason that U.S. dollar has been supreme is because the U.S. has been faking the funk. We have the ability to act confident. So the U.S. carries themselves with a particular mental disposition. Because why? Your spiritual mentality determines your physical reality. So if I can maintain a spiritual mentality, I can manifest a physical reality. But what happens when my spiritual mentality is challenged and fear, doubt, and unbelief creeps in? I don't have that confidence. Do you know people will follow anybody who act like they know where they're going? You ain't got to know where you're going. You just got to act like it. You must be able to maintain a – that's why the Bible says without faith, it is impossible. Brothers and sisters, the whole U.S. system is built on faith. The whole stock market is built on faith. Take the faith out of the stock market, the United States government will fold tomorrow. So it is my prayer that you understand that basic principle and that you realize it's very important that you limit your exposure to the government. If you are retired and you're especially retired military, I didn't retire. I saw the system and I got out and decided to basically diversify because I saw that it was distorted. It was not based. There was no fair market value to my skill set. I got out of the military. They said, everybody would love you, man. You are valuable. I got out. Nobody loves me. Nobody gave me a job. They, the only thing they said, the only thing you're good for is security, man. You can go out there and stand out there. You can go out that empty building from midnight to 6 in the morning while everybody else was asleep. Well, I had no skills. I could kill. I could snap a man's neck in about 2 seconds. I could shoot a rifle. I could read a compass. I could swim till, you know, the cows come home. But there wasn't a great demand for people who could shoot very well, people who could read compasses, and people who could swim. And so when I got out of the military, there was no, they told me that I was very marketable. But my marketability was not based upon any kind of a fair market evaluation. And so unless you got a product, service, or information that provides, again, some type of a usefulness to someone else more than it does you, you got to diversify. You got to leverage. Now, leverage is the leverage. But somebody is devaluing love all over the globe, spiritually speaking now. Spiritually, you are under attack. Somebody doesn't want you to operate in faith, hope, and love. They want you to operate in fear, doubt, and unbelief. That has been promoted everywhere. Fear. Now, I'm not here promoting fear. I'm telling you this, but am I afraid? Absolutely not. Why? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Understanding brings about expectation. Expectation brings about manifestation. I am asking you to understand the stock market. I'm asking you to understand the currency war. I'm asking you to understand that there is a competitive international war that has been raised by some major countries. They are competing against each other for supremacy on the exchange rate of the currency of the world. So all the purchasing power of the entire world now is competing to see who will reign supreme on the international stage. This is not just about the United States. And so your savings, your retirement, everything that you've done in your entire life, my books, my shows, everything that I put value in, I got to make sure that it's not just in one basket. I got to diversify, and then I must leverage my diverse ability. Now, that word leverage is a very, very, very important word when we're talking about stocks, when we're talking about bonds. When we talk about capital gains, when we talk about infrastructure, when we talk about spiritual reality, because leverage, again, leverage is the point that applies force. It is a mechanical advantage. Let's put it that way. So leverage gives you the power or the ability to influence things. So let me ask you the question, what is your leverage? Can you influence? Can you inspire? Can you inform and can you influence? That's leverage. Leverage comes from the word lever and the word age. So you need a lever that has age. That means experience. Now, this lever allows you to lift heavy objects. So you need something that you can use that allows you or gives you power to accomplish things or gives you a what they call a competitive advantage, a strategic advantage in the marketplace, spiritually and physically. So let me ask you this question. What is your competitive advantage? Do you have one? You got a product, you got a service, you got information. What is your competitive advantage? Why should I buy from you? Are you going to make me feel loved? Are you going to make me feel valued? Are you going to make me feel respected? If not, I'm taking my $2 and I'm going somewhere else. So you have to have a competitive advantage, and you got to promote it. What's your competitive advantage spiritually? Your competitive advantage spiritually is love. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. That is the love of the truth. So the enemy wants to replace the love of the truth with the love of money, with the love of cars, with the love of houses, with the love of something else. So you got to hang right now. There's a war going on, and the enemy is attacking your love for God. Have you noticed it? Have you noticed that there's a lot of distractions going on to keep you from focusing on the love of the truth? Pay close attention, because what is happening to you spiritually is your thoughts are now being pulled into other things, because the enemy wants to devalue you. He wants to distort. He wants to diversify your spiritual attention. He wants you to spread it out over a large area. That way it's less powerful. He wants to devalue you spiritually. That's what's going on, and it's going to continue, and it's getting worse. The same thing has happened with your money. He wants to take your money instead of you basically strengthening your money by putting it into sound investments and marketing and developing your own skills, your own product, your own service, your own information, which is what I teach, which is called Claronomics, which is the household management of your soul. You must control or manage your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. That's another study for another time. I have an entire course available on my website called Claronomics. Claronomics is the economy of the soul. Claronomics is the economics of heaven, spiritual economics, instead of physical economics. Brothers and sisters, you must understand Claronomics when we move into the next year. 2015 is the year that you get your house in order. It's the year of the eight. It's the year of the master executive. That means that you must be the executive over your own estate. Get your house in order, brother. Get your house in order, sister. Your spiritual house and your financial house. Also, your physical house. Make sure that you get your house, those three things. And if you want to add the fourth element, relationships. Get your relationship with God and your relationship with your family together. Why? The storm is coming. My brothers and my sisters, again, I want to thank everybody for joining me for this brief message. My name is Dr. Will Rogers. Please go to my website, masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Click on the link that says products and services. Also join me for the year 2015. 10 books, 200 audio shows, $4,000, $400 a month. First payment is due this month. If you haven't made that $400 payment, please, I will be sending out the first book and the first 20 shows at the end of the month. So I need you to email me at masterteacher33.com and let me know, Brother Will, I will be sending my payment on before the end of the month, because I want to make sure that I get the books. Again, one book a month, 20 shows, 20 hours worth of audio every month. That's private. Stuff I've never discussed in public. Please join me, because these are the tools that you need for 2015 to build your house, to house the Shekinah glory of God. We are building the temple to house the outflowing of the Ruach or the Pneuma. Please join me. It's going to be a fantastic journey. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. Because the son always comes in the name of the Father. May the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, the set-apart one, continue to lead you and guide you, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will. God bless you.
Negative with thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even got to curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending in, no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies invite them all. Cause this is skipping, it's in misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a stall. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind, but we don't fight at all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through these